We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the PHNX Suns podcast, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a five-star review. I'm Lindsay Smith, here with Gerald Bourget and Espo. My foot's asleep and I'm feeling spicy. How you guys doing?
I'm glad we're in the new studio, but I'm not glad that I was wearing the same shirt as Gerald Bourget's father when I met him today, because even as an older gentleman, he made me look really bad in his shirt. So.
I don't think he did. He acknowledged the similar style that you both were styling today, I think were his words. So.
Great minds think alike.
Exactly.
It was nice meeting you, Mr. Bourget. Yeah. That was no shade. That was no shade.
Well, we've got so much to talk about. The last, not even 24 hours, it feels like 12. It was just thing after thing after thing, which is great news for a lot of people out there. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Jam Najafi released an open letter to Suns employees and players last night. And it was a quite lengthy letter, but in it he said he had no choice but to speak up on behalf of the hundreds of people who were impacted by interactions with Robert Sarver, and that there should be zero tolerance for discriminatory actions, that words and actions matter, and that he is calling for the resignation of Robert Sarver.
Well, look, somebody in a position that was in leadership there needed to speak up. And it doesn't surprise me that it was Jam Najafi. He was one of the few minority owners that didn't sign the original letter. He came out at that time. I know that he does work with Colin Kaepernick in a foundation as well, and they were at games. But I'll say this, he doesn't come without his own flaws as well. His company did invest in Paula Deen after she left the Food Network because of accusations of racism there. So in reality, look, somebody needed to step up. I'm glad he did. He obviously feels a certain way about what's going on there, both the sexism, the actions that were taken, and the use of that word. But again, not without his flaws. It's only fair that we brought up stuff with Sam Garvin yesterday. We should bring this up, but these were things that needed to be said to the employees there, and somebody in a position of power needed to come out and say what he did in regards to Robert Sarver resigning. I think he could have gone a step farther as well, like we've talked about on the show. There's other executives as well, but look, this is where we're at, and this was the first domino in what I feel will be multiple of them coming over the next few days and weeks.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes from here, because obviously he is the second largest stakeholder in the Suns, so this is someone that has a lot of influence. I think he's worth over $3 billion, so he's got plenty of money. It is interesting in the statement that he does say he has no interest in being the majority shareholder or owner of the Suns, basically. Mm-hmm. So this is not a hostile takeover on his part. But he's going to need to recruit more people to his cause if they are going to vote Sarver out. And obviously that helps with a lot of the other people that we'll talk about that have been speaking up lately.
Yeah, I did find that interesting as well. He said he had no interest in becoming the managing partner. But if you're part of an organization, that organization in turn kind of represents you to an extent, mm-hmm. right? So it does make sense that he would want to make sure that everyone understands where he stands on the situation. And regardless if it's him or somebody else, I think there's agreement across the board by a lot of people at the very least that it does need to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And clearly we are not alone.
No.
And neither is Najafi with that sentiment, because this morning we also received a statement from PayPal, the Suns' current patch partner. And in that, they stated that PayPal is a values-driven company and has a strong record of combating racism, sexism, and all forms of discrimination. And went on in this statement to say that they will not be renewing their partnership after this season if Robert Sarver remains involved with the Suns organization.
Right. This is big, because they were, obviously this was the last upcoming year of their contract with the Suns, but I think last year ESPN's Baxter Holmes reported that it was worth $3 million, that deal. So this is a pretty sizable investment that will not be renewed if Sarver is still around. And this could open the floodgates for other sponsors to do the same.
Well, and it's beyond just the jersey patch as well. There's other opportunities that PayPal is involved in as well. And this isn't chump change for them either. Mm-hmm. You know, it was reported by an outlet that they got about $880 million roughly in value from that patch and earned media. So there's something there. But look, I don't understand who would want to be involved with the disgraced future former owner of the Phoenix Suns if you're a business partner, because in the end, if you put your company's name on that product, it looks as if you're condoning the behavior. That's just the reality of it. And you have to be okay with that. And it's obvious that PayPal was not, and that's why they spoke out this morning.
Yeah, and we got some interesting insight from friends in sales, sort of a thing. And according to different websites that kind of track sponsorship, relationships, and data and all that kind of stuff, that the PayPal jersey patch sponsorship on social alone generated 881 million logo impressions last season, which is over 2.2 million in brand exposure value and ranks fifth in the league. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this is a small sponsorship. And regardless, even if it was a small sponsorship, it still matters. But we're talking about a lot of visibility here for PayPal, to them, for them wanting to separate from the Suns is a pretty big statement.
Well, let's be honest. PayPal, Footprint, and Verizon are the three big ones that are tied directly to the Suns when you look at either on the jerseys, on the arena, or on the practice facility. Mm-hmm. And those are three brands that are very front and center every time you see the Phoenix Suns. So well, it'll be interesting to see if the other two speak out the way PayPal did.
And that's the thing, is this is kind of opening the floodgates again. We talked about this with Chris Paul and LeBron James, how them tweeting what they tweeted is just a start, but it could encourage other people to give their thoughts as well and to condemn this kind of behavior. This is a step further as far as a sponsorship, because like we've talked about, you have to hit the NBA where it hurts, their money. PayPal is doing exactly that. And if more sponsors fall in line with that, then you can make a very strong case that Robert Sarver, being the owner of the Suns, is hurting all of the minority owners from a financial standpoint. You could probably already make that case just with PayPal, but the more that sponsors tack on, the better it's going to be. And we have reached out. I've reached out to 21 different sponsors and partners of the Suns. We've only heard back from PayPal and from Kia, who released kind of an underwhelming statement yesterday. And this is what they had to say about it. That is the City of Phoenix one. As an official partner of the NBA, Kia America supports the NBA and WNBA's position based on their investigation regarding the owner of the Phoenix Suns. We stand with the league, the players, the fans, and the need for respectful and inclusive workplaces, and look forward to continuing our relationships with the entire NBA community.
So Kia, the 2024 Fence Rider SUV, for those of you that like to put the chaps on and have absolutely no opinion on something. Thanks, Kia.
Yeah, that was underwhelming. And to clarify, because I did get a couple of questions about this on Twitter, because I tagged this, or I had this in a thread underneath the PayPal one, because that was the big news this morning. Kia had responded to me yesterday. I reached out to comment for them on Wednesday night. They got back to me yesterday. So they were kind of the first to give us a statement, but I made the decision to wait on sharing that until we had more info. When PayPal came out, I shared the Kia thing. So this was not kind of like a response from Kia in response to PayPal. Kia's actually had come first, and I will be interested to see if they have more to say now that they've seen PayPal and maybe some of these other sponsors come out.
What we really meant to say, maybe they'll have the same guy from the NBA that did that for Adam Silver as well.
It is interesting from Kia's perspective. I was hopeful for something different, to be honest with you, because Kia is a league-wide partner, I believe, as well, or at least with quite a few different entities surrounding the NBA. Aren't they huge at All-Star?
Yeah, they are.
They have like a whole day dedicated to them, right?
Mm-hmm. They got like all kinds of events named after them at All-Star Weekend. They're an official NBA sponsor and sponsor of the Suns and multiple other teams. So they're a pretty big partner.
So we'll keep you posted if we hear back from any of the other 20 plus sponsors that Gerald heard or reached out to, if we do hear from them. Another thing that came out today, and this one was, I think... this one is a really big one, in my opinion. So NBAPA Executive Director Tamika Tramaglio joined Malika Andrews on NBA Today and had some very powerful words to say.
And joining us now, NBPA Executive Director Tamika Tramaglio. Tamika, just thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I wanted to start here, if we could. You issued a statement saying that you, quote, strongly believe that Mr. Sarver should never hold a managerial position within our league again. So to be clear, are you calling for Robert Sarver to be banned for life from the NBA?
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for having me. And absolutely, we are absolutely calling for that. We do not want him to be in a position where he is managing or engaging with individuals who are engaging with our players or our players themselves. We are absolutely clear from the findings that are in that report that we do not want him to be in that position.
So you were saying we, and you're the executive director of the MBPA. Are you speaking on behalf of players, or what is the MBPA's role in advocating for more severe actions taken against Robert Sarver beyond the one-year suspension and fine?
No, absolutely. So yes, as the executive director of the MBPA, I am speaking on behalf of our players. It is our players' desire that while we understand that there has been a thorough investigation, and we're very pleased that the NBA was able to follow through on that, because that's clearly something that we want to see happen, we also want to make it very clear that we do not want him back in a position where he will be impacting our players and those who serve our players on a daily basis.
Very strong words from Tamika there.
I mean, the players have just come out and used this. She represents all of them, and she made it very clear they do not want Robert Sarver involved in any forward-facing managerial position in the NBA, which all but says he needs to be out.
This is huge. And she went on to say in a story that Baxter Holmes and Malika Andrews published, it is very clear that our players are incredibly upset about what has occurred. Their hearts go out to the families and all of the individuals who have actually had to endure this for such a long period of time. So, because there were some questions after that interview, is she really speaking for all the players right now? And the answer appears to be yes. So this is big.
Which this comes down to now, the minority owners. Mm-hmm. Do they stand with a man that appears to be on an island right now? Mm-hmm. Or do they actually care about the players and the community that they represent? Mm-hmm. That's what this comes down to. Who's willing to stand up for that? Najafi already has. There's a list of other minority owners that we saw support him after the report came out. It's now time for them to pick a side and make it public.
And it's also important to remember, too, that we got LeBron James, Chris Paul, and the initial NBPA tweet statements, if you will, all on the same day within kind of like a 2 to 3 hour window mm-hmm. of each other. Mm-hmm. So you know the three of them at the very least were having conversations ahead of sharing their thoughts publicly. And I would assume, I know they say not to assume, but because it is the NBPA and she represents players, I would assume that they've had larger conversations with bigger groups of players throughout this league to make sure that they are all in agreement here, or majority agreement at the very least.
Yeah, no way that she comes out and makes these definitive statements on ESPN front and center on NBA Today if they have not talked to majority mm-hmm. of the players that they represent. Mm-hmm. She does not go out there and speak on behalf of all of them without knowing that that's a unified front, which is powerful. We weren't sure that we'd get to that point, but that is a huge, huge deal.
It is.
So we have a question from Mark in the chat. They said, why are players hiding behind her? Why don't they come out and say something? And then Steven followed up saying, it sucks, but the reality is we need Suns players to say we will not play for a team which is owned by the disgraced.
I think this is the start, right? Mm-hmm. This gives them the okay now to personally speak out because their players association's behind them, which means if they come out and speak out and there's any threat of any repercussion because of that, they know the NBA PA is behind them mm-hmm. fully. So it would not surprise me now that we've gotten the statement and the very clear statement from the NBA PA if we see additional Suns players come out and speak their mind very clearly and very openly.
Right. And it would be nice if we could get them, you know, tweeting out their thoughts or on Instagram or social media, what have you. But the fact of the matter is Media Day is less than 2 weeks away. They might be coordinating right now how they want to go about this. They might be having discussions internally about whether they want to take a coordinated stand, what they want to do as a team, how they want to address this at Media Day. I understand that we want reactions from them right now. But I do think Chris Paul tweeting what he did, the executive director of the NBAPA coming out and saying what she said, I think all of this kind of sets them up for the opportunity to expand and to say how they really feel about this without being afraid of future punishment or what might happen if they do.
What we really need, we need to hear James Jones. We need to hear mm-hmm. Monty Williams, the people that have basically directly reported to Robert Sarver. We need to hear their stance. And is this a unified front? Are they in lockstep with players? I mean, that's the next thing here as well, is what do they feel? Where do they stand? What are they willing to say? That we haven't heard anything on that front, which makes me wonder, like you're saying, will there be some kind of coordinated response from Suns players and their general manager and head coach?
Sly and Hamo both in the chat bring up good points as well. They say that's what unions are for. They represent the players. Mm-hmm. And then it's detrimental to their status to speak out. That's why the union is there. And also, I know we talked about this earlier this week, but you have to remember as well, a lot of these guys are young, like very young men, mm-hmm. and maybe don't feel empowered enough just yet, or maybe don't feel confident or comfortable enough just yet to put pen to paper or type something out in a tweet, however you want to describe that. But this is an avenue where they can still have a voice. And behind the scenes, I'm sure conversations are being had player to player, player to executive, and so on and so forth. There's probably a little bit more involvement on the players from the players' perspective behind the scenes than there is publicly, at least at this point, I would assume.
Well, and quite frankly, if they all come out together in one voice, mm-hmm. that's much more powerful than a handful of guys mm-hmm. coming out at different times. If they all come out and say, this is our stance and we will only do X, Y, and Z, that's a lot more mm-hmm. than that takes some time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's what's going on behind closed doors.
Also, you know, I was thinking about this last night because, it's hard to be patient when you want resolution to everything and you just kind of want it all to be done and over with. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, until we reach that point where there is a legitimate resolution, or at least one that we feel is up to the standards of the crimes, or whatever you want to say, the atrocities that were committed, this coming out in segments like it has throughout this entire week, every day it's a new thing, keeps it fresh, keeps it top of mind and the talking points of the day for media, not just in our city and state, but across the NBA. And that's also a very powerful thing. Longevity can be on our side here as far as how often and how long this kind of plays out.
Well, you know,
it can also be detrimental, but it also could be on our side.
People keep bringing up Larry Fitzgerald in the chat. Well, Larry is front and center on ESPN on Monday Night Football, right? How did they not ask him about that on Monday? How did they not bring that up? Simply because their network's the one that broke it. They've covered it heavily. And you've got a guy that sat there and supported Robert Sarver, a man who is financially invested in that. That seems like a question I'd be asking if I were part of that Monday Night Football group.
You're talking about the upcoming?
Yeah, because it hadn't happened as of last Monday. But the next time he's on Monday Night Football, it almost feels like they have to ask him about it.
Yeah.
They
won't put him on the spot. But you're right. It will be a very big elephant in the room when he's on the camera.
I think you're derelict of your responsibilities if you don't. If you're going to spend a lot of your time programming around what's going on there, if your network's the one that broke it, I feel like you need to bring that up, or at least give him a platform somewhere else to express his thoughts on the situation. Otherwise, you look very hypocritical.
Right. And it's a strange situation because there are a lot of people that were reaching out to comment from about this situation that were not directly tied to these things that are happening, but have to be held accountable. Okay, you have this information now. You know what was going on behind closed doors in something that you were affiliated with, something that you were partners with. What are you going to do from here? And I feel like Larry, especially, was his name signed on this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, beyond accountability, it's just if you were willing to, at the very least, put your name on a statement in the beginning of this, then you should also be, at the very least, willing to put your name on a statement now that we are towards the end of this.
How about certain executives that were willing to go on record in an article saying that this is categorically false? It's not the Robert Sarver I've known in the 15 years I've worked for him. I'm talking obviously about the president of the and CEO of the Suns, Jason Rowley, who was willing to say that. There needs to be accountability for standing up and being willing to say that when things are proven wrong. You need to be held accountable for that.
Which is also why I think I really want to hear from Monty and James Jones, because I'm pretty sure, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but we heard from both of them in separate statements, right? When the initial report came out?
James Jones's statement was basically, I think Monty had talked to us. I don't know if he made a specific statement. I can't remember. But James Jones had said in his statement, basically, that's not the Robert I know. Mm-hmm. And Monty Williams had said something to the effect of, like, we just kind of want to focus on basketball. We don't want to dismiss the horrible things that are in this report or in this ESPN article or the people that came forward, their claims. But until the investigation is done, we kind of are going to refrain from that kind of answer.
Look, and there's a lot of attention paid to the five uses of the N-word. That seems to be the thing that has gotten the most attention. But I highly recommend you go read the full 43 pages of this report. It goes far beyond that. And the actions that are taken against female employees, male employees that were highly inappropriate are the things that are just as disturbing as what's been front and center. So that as much as anything needs to be focused on in this as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I promised you yesterday that we would have a little bit of fun on the show, and I promise we're going to hold there. Up to that.
Just a lot that happened.
Yeah, we're getting there, but if you want to enjoy it a little bit more, maybe pop an OGs real quick, and by the end of the show, it'll be like
there
in your system. It'll be good to go, feeling good on a Friday afternoon. If you don't have OGs yet, you can get your hands on some in our flavoring Life Sweepstakes. One lucky winner will receive three bags of OGs, including their orange creamsicle tropical flavors. You're also going to get an OGs hat, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. Sign up at gophnx.com or click the link in our show notes for more details. You can also check out OGs online at ogsbrands.com, on Instagram at ogsbrands. And you can find their products at your local dispensary, but you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Also, I'm really excited because we've got like what, the next 3 days we're going to find out if mine, Sean's, or Espo's pick of the week on DraftKings hits or not.
None of them. Oh, actually, that's not possible because Sean and I had
you guys, one of the
there
two of you will
tie
win.
Right. Yeah. Game, so.
One of the two will be.
I wasn't here yesterday.
I don't know. I deleted
Sean it. Said the Bills plus 10. I said.
No, minus 10.
Minus 10. Yeah. And I said, he's a Bills fan. I don't trust it. I'll take the points. So.
And then you know mine, Triple G over Canelo. Right, so we'll see on that
that's
one.
Not but
if you guys want to get in on the action right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly on the DraftKings Sportsbook app when you use the promo code PHNX. Plus, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. So bet on any NFL team to win. And if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. It is that easy. Even if your team loses, you're still going to get your cash.
I actually put $10 on six different teams that were the underdog, using that just in case, you know, they get up by 10 at any point, because it's a great way to win some money on that. Mm-hmm. So.
Can I give one?
Yeah,
sure.
That'll
go
actually
ahead.
Hit. Davante Adams this weekend playing the Cardinals. First time his grandparents will ever see him play in an NFL game ever. And that's happening in Las Vegas. His receiving yard total is 91. He had 144 last week. Cardinals secondary sucks. Mm-hmm. That is a lucky charm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you even needed to say his grandparents were going to be there. You just needed to say Cardinals cornerbacks, Davante Adams. Bet it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's rough.
One more time, that's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. We're almost to the fun stuff, guys, I promise, but a few more things. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego and members of the Phoenix City Council also released a statement, and in it they said, quote, "We have asked city staff to investigate any actions we as leaders Gosh, I wrote this wrong.
Any action.
It is any action.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, my bad. Let me try again. We have asked city staff to investigate any actions we as leaders of the city of Phoenix can take in light of the details substantiated in the report. So this is an interesting one. And I know this one probably brought up way more feelings across this community than all of the other ones. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' thoughts?
Look, they are financially invested in this. The city of Phoenix not only funded the original America West Arena, over the last 3 years, they've put $230 million into what now is Footprint Center to remodel it and make it a great NBA venue. So they have every right to investigate this. They're a partner of the Suns, and they need to understand, did this violate any terms of the lease? I mean, if there's, and I've asked for clarification if there's any morality clauses or team, civic responsibility clauses in there that could potentially violate the lease. Now, I don't think it'll get there because the agreement's with the Suns and not directly Robert Sarver, but this is what oversight is meant for. When you invest that kind of money, you have every right to look into it and see if your tenant and a valuable member of your city, the organization, is if they're living up to the standards that need to be met.
Right. I don't have a ton of optimism with this type of thing, but I do think it's worth noting that the mayor, the city of Phoenix, and multiple representatives that were listed on that press release are doing what they feel is their civic duty to. Mm-hmm. Pursue any avenue possible to look for a loophole, to look for a morality clause, to look for whatever is actionable that they can hold up in Sarver's face and be like, you got to go. So again, this is helping opening the floodgates for other people to do the same, to hit the Suns where it hurts with their money. And if enough people stand up and say, this is bullshit, we're not going to stand for this, that's a good thing long term.
Well, hey, if you're a landlord and things are happening within the building or the mm-hmm. home that you've leased to somebody, you should be looking into that because it's your building. This mm-hmm. is the city of Phoenix building. They have every right to figure out what's going on. And, you know, I want to say this too. Sarver, the minority owners, they may have the piece of paper that says that they own the Phoenix Suns, but the Phoenix Suns belong to the city of Phoenix. They belong to the fans that have invested their money and time over five decades into this club, and fans have a voice in this. Fans have a right, and it's about how do you want to use said voice. And now more than ever, fans have the ability to get their voice heard and heard in a big way. So don't underestimate what you, the fan, can do in this case as well. This team belongs to you also.
Yeah, and I think Najafi even mentioned it in his open letter, right? Like, this team and these teams across the league are owned by the communities that they serve, the communities that support them. And when we talk about the city of Phoenix, we're literally talking about community members' money. Mm-hmm. Helped fund renovations of that building. Like, I get that there's no legal piece of paper that shows that we have part ownership here or anything, but you have to remember, without the fan base, without the community backing you, you're not going to have the type of success, the type of environment that you always want and strive to have when you own any sort of a sport team.
They represent, every time they go out to a different city, Phoenix and the state of Arizona. They represent each and every one of us that's ever put on a Sun shirt, has ever bought a piece of merchandise, who's ever walked in the door and cheered for them once. That they represent all of us. And if you're okay with the way that they've represented you, primarily off the court, over since 2004, that's on you. You're welcome to feel that way. But if you don't, voice your disdain, voice your opinion, make it very clear that you're not okay with this, because you have a vested interest and you deserve to be heard. Hands down, that's the biggest thing here. The sponsors should hear you. The mayor, the city council should hear you. The Suns themselves should hear you. Ask for accountability across the board for the team that you love. Because at some point, we all have to say, will we continue to root for this organization? Will we be okay with this? Are we willing to say that this is who should represent us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then we won't go through every single one of these additional things that we got, but they are all on our Twitter pages. So if you guys haven't seen them yet, we heard from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We heard from Richard Jefferson. We heard from Jalen Rose, all sharing the same feelings that the rest of us are sharing. RJ mentioned that that Sarver needs to step down if he ever cared about the NBA. Jalen mentioned that he has called Sarver one of the worst owners in the league before, and
for
that
a reason.
If we look in the rearview mirrors, this was something that I did find a little interesting. He said, you'll realize that some of the people who have spoken in the past about the Suns organization and Robert Sarver were in fact correct. And that's not to say that we didn't believe them or that whoever they were talking to didn't believe them, but it was never given the platform maybe that it probably needed at the time to bring attention and awareness to it. And in a perfect world, I don't know that I believe this, but in a perfect world, maybe had it been addressed earlier, things could have changed. But again, we also have in that report that he was told numerous times, like, this is not okay, and still continue to do it. So
I've heard people online say, oh, people only spoke up when this team was good. That's not the truth.
Mm-hmm. The investigation started before we were good, y'all.
And
I hate to break it to you. We were terrible still.
And people did speak out. They just didn't have
Nobody was willing to listen.
An advocate that would actually listen and run it to where it needed to be. So,
and that's the really lame thing about situations like this is sometimes it's like, if you don't have a huge name attached to the story never actually gets told.
Yeah.
And the hard part too is that, you know, depending on where you are location-wise, there's different rules, regulations, laws, and things that kind of limit your ability to do anything about these situations other than remove yourself from the situation, which is an unfair thing to have to do.
There's a commenter in the chat, John James, that's saying, oh, the use of the N-word, who cares? Well, obviously there are people that care and it negatively impacts, but go read the damn report.
Seriously.
We're talking about a man who was derogatory to women, who exposed himself to employees, to all these things, berated employees just as a power play. This goes far beyond just that. That in and of itself and those five uses of the N word were bad enough, but when you go beyond it, it becomes unforgivable, and why people are asking for true action to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Right. Mm-hmm. It goes far beyond that. There's nothing more to say about that. Let's move on.
Yeah. If you don't get it, you're choosing not to get it, and nothing we say is going to change your mind, and that's your prerogative, but we don't feel the same way. So yeah. Maybe something one day will help you change your mind. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to sit here and try and do it for you today.
It's because not it's our a lost job to help you learn.
So. Real quick break. This is the first time that we have been in this studio, which mm-hmm. is super cute. I love it. Shout out to our friends over at More Furniture for hooking us up with the furniture in this studio as well. Yes. Beautiful pieces. If you guys are in the market for some new furniture, maybe sprucing up your new home, check out More Furniture's fall sale at morefurniture.com. That's morfurniture.com, and get all the goodies that you need for whatever space you are decorating or redecorating.
And shout out to my youth for providing us with the new Lomax poster on the wall. If you want great deals like that, come to my garage sale in a few weeks.
We'll post that one and the link in the show notes as well to Espo's garage sale.
Yes, just what I want is some of these people knowing exactly where I live.
I think it's more dangerous of you opening up your garage to random people.
We could do it at a different location.
Yeah, I'm scared for the people coming to Espo's garage.
Espo's like, I should be afraid of y'all, but really, y'all should be afraid of Espo.
You should. The bizarre sports memorabilia that this man owns, it's a very dangerous thing.
Also, this Sunday, the 18th at 12:30 p.m., Cardinals watch party. It's going down at Four Peaks in Tempe. We're going to have drink specials, Cardinals ticket giveaways. You can watch the game on a 220-inch screen. It's going to be a great experience for everyone, and we want you guys to come hang out with us and enjoy the fun as well. Check the link in the description of this show for all the details. As a reminder, you do have to be 21 years or older to enjoy Four Peaks beer, and we ask that you enjoy responsibly. But again, as always, the entire family is welcome to come on down to the brewery in Tempe and have a good time, eat some good food, and hang out in some good vibes.
Yeah, come on down, share a plate of chicken tendies with the mustache behind the Mac, and let him help you live bet on Cardinals Raiders. It is a religious experience, is what I'll say. Live betting with one Shane Diefenbach.
It really is.
Okay, the fun. I promised you. It's here. We're going to do a draft.
We've oversold this so much, but it's more fun than we've had in days.
A couple things before we start this. First, the link is in the chat for the watch party. Definitely go see that. Second of all, ASU drafted this exact thing that you guys are going to draft about 2 months ago.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not saying this is bad that you're doing it. I'm saying...
You're saying we're stealing your ideas.
No. Don't let us down.
Okay.
I think we had a very good list.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
So what are you guys drafting?
Fruit.
Ba-ba-ba-ba! Fruit. Just what you guys were hoping for.
Sorry if I yelled really loud when I just said fruit right now and I hurt your ears.
Here you go. We're drafting fruit.
Much better. That is a much better sound effect. Fantastic. For what we're drafting.
Did we decide we're just going to go 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, that's
the yeah, I'm going to we'll go first.
The other way.
Gerald's going to go second. Espo's going to go third.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll just.
Okay. I'm going to start with mangoes.
Mangoes right off the bat. Okay.
L.
A mango number one.
Mangoes are the most mid fruit of all time.
Well, they're hitter. They're so hit or miss. Like, you can have a great mango and a really terrible mango, and they're
I'm
a pain
offended.
In the ass to eat. Yeah.
I mean, one of you know what you're talking about.
They were relatively high on my big board.
Mangoes
I don't know
are
about
bomb.
Number one's little.
Mangoes and X fruit are the exact same thing, and X fruit went in our draft.
Can we Photoshop Anthony Bennett as a mango?
Yeah.
Because that's what just happened here.
Mangoes are healthy. Anthony Bennett was not.
Oh, that's...
So.
Oh. All right.
He's out of control.
With the number two pick, I'm going to take strawberries off the board.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a mid-fruit, in my opinion.
That is a mid-fruit.
How many are elite?
Espo, do not let me down.
Espo, if you take mine, I'm going to be so sad.
Don't take it. Okay. Don't do it.
Grapes are the ultimate fruit.
Grapes
they're portable. They're portable. They make the best juice.
I'm done.
Give me a freaking grape,
I'm
number one.
Okay, this
grape.
Is terrible.
Grape.
Oh, grape is number one.
Okay.
Now this is tough because my heart wants one, but my brain's saying you probably should go the other.
Okay.
Go but with your heart, Espo.
But usually, like I do, screw my brain. Let's go with the heart. It's a blueberry.
Wow.
Okay. Blueberry is an elite choice. I will say grapes didn't even go on our draft.
What? That's because you guys don't know fruit.
Grapes, right? if you put them in the freezer, frozen grapes are the shit.
Go
Dude,
hard.
Grape juice, like purple grape juice, is top tier juices.
Would you have drafted grapes in this draft?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Am I crazy?
I would have drafted grapes. All right, but with my pick, I'm going to take pineapple off the board because that needs to go. That's an elite fruit.
Pineapple's solid. I'm really glad that this one fell to me.
I wouldn't pick it because I'm allergic to it. So
but you know it's good though.
I do know it's good. Fresh pineapple I'm allergic to. Canned I'm not.
So. Okay.
Well, then you still know it's good.
It's good.
Jeez, I'm gonna take watermelon. Watermelon
is ultimate trash.
If I want water,
I'm sorry.
Give me a damn glass, right? Oh, I don't need much.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Seeds. It tastes like crap. The texture is awful. No.
Yeah.
Watermelon is trash.
Tell me you don't know how to pick a watermelon without telling me you don't know how to pick a watermelon.
I'm with Espo on this one. Yeah. Watermelon is mid. It's watermidlin.
Total trash. The only way a watermelon's good is if you drill a hole in it and put a bottle of vodka in it. And even then, it sucks, but at least I'm getting drunk off of it.
You put a bottle of vodka inside of it, or you pour vodka in it?
Both.
It doesn't matter.
What are you drinking, Espo?
It doesn't matter.
I quite literally cannot believe the two of you.
I mean, I like watermelon, but you can't say strawberries are mid and then come back with watermelon.
Is the most refreshing, delightful
pineapple
summer
is.
Fruit.
Gerald's
the type of person to take a tomato and a jalapeno in this draft.
He would. He'd be like, I'm going to take an avocado because it's technically a fruit.
Tomatoes and avocados are both on my big board. Don't give any spoilers away.
Oh, by the way, my wife is in the chat just totally dismantling me. I don't need to cut the fruit. I can go somewhere that they cut it for me and I can enjoy it, right?
I'm telling you, he doesn't even know how to cut a fruit.
I'm on an island with my watermelon take it home. My daughter and wife love it.
Because you're wrong.
It's trash. Watermelon is utter trash.
You are wrong.
Trash.
All right, next one.
Watermelon aguas is bomb. Like, talk about refreshing. Mm.
Watermelon margaritas.
So good. Okay, go ahead, Gerald.
Sorry for your pick again.
Oh, it's mine again?
Yeah, you get to go again.
Oh, shoot. I'm not prepared.
I know.
There's one on here that is just, what are we doing? How's this not going to... Actually, there's a lot, but...
There's a few.
I'm going to go raspberry.
Oh, my God. You guys are terrible.
What am I forgetting, Shane?
That wasn't even on my board, to be honest with you.
Text it to me. What am I forgetting?
I'm not helping you out.
Oh, man. This is tough. You guys have left me with so many choices.
To be fair, I only thought of my first two, and then I was just like, I'm going to wing it.
give me oranges. It's a classic for a reason.
I mean, oranges aren't bad.
Oranges are good.
I think you could have gotten it later in the draft, though.
Yeah, this is where it should go in a normal draft, right in the middle of it.
Oranges?
This is where oranges should go, but there are so many things you guys left, you could definitely have gotten
that later. I'm waiting for the fourth and fifth round to get my weird ones.
You could have gotten oranges
in
four.
You could have.
Could I?
Yeah.
Look, I love that Gerald has a big board here.
Don't look at my big board.
An actual big board.
Don't look at my big board.
I'm peeking.
I literally did not put, as you could tell with my picks, I did not put a big board together. And I have wasted so much mental energy on everything else this week. It's difficult to just think of a list of fruits right now.
Okay.
But I am going to go with a plum right now.
Okay.
My God, brother, you guys are giving me this.
This is probably the most embarrassing thing that has happened in this network.
And then give me a peach. All right.
Okay, that's I would have taken a peach.
That's peach should have gone top three.
No, that's
peaches
too high.
Peaches are so much better than mangoes. Mangoes
are trash. They taste like sweat.
Yes,
all right?
Mangoes suck.
Tell me you don't know how to pick a mango without telling me you don't know how to pick a mango.
I've never had a peach that was worse than a mango. A peach at its worst is better than a mango at its best. Prove me wrong.
Okay, wait.
Plus, with a mango, you could if you want something real sweet, you could have it. If you want something that you want to add a little bit of spice in there, some tahini, some lime, you could do that.
But
you can't do that with a peach.
You're, you're putting makeup on a fucking piglet.
If you have to dress up your number one pick to make it edible, it ain't a number one pick.
I'll fuck up a mango on the beaches of Cabo, but I'm not going to fuck up a mango sitting at home on a goddamn Tuesday.
I never thought I heard the phrase, I will fuck up a mango.
On the beach.
No words.
I hate all of you. I'm just saying.
Wait, so what were your back-to-back picks? Plum and peach. Plum and a peach. Man, you guys are making me, like, leaving all the basic fruits for me. No, you're going to take them.
Gerald literally every single draft says, you guys are leaving so much for me, and then gets 12% of the votes.
I know.
No, I've won the majority of our polls. You go back and check the tape, sir.
I feel like you and I got the receipt.
Check the tape like it's 1980 and we're filming this on Betamax or something.
Give me kiwi. I'm going to take kiwi off the board.
Kiwi's good. I'll give you that. Fruit. Oh, wait. It's Gerald.
That's a good fourth round pick.
Lindsay, what do you got?
I just found Draymond Green.
Yeah, there's value there. He has high bend.
I don't know.
A lot of upside.
I feel like maybe I should go with like something obscure-ish.
You have two picks here, so.
Oh, I have two.
Yeah, you got two back-to-back picks.
Dang.
This is so upsetting, guys.
I'm gonna do a pomegranate.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that was even on my board.
It's good.
Too much work.
But it's bomb.
Oh, it takes like fucking
too much effort. And when you said I should pick something weird, I thought like dragon fruit. Pomegranate wasn't what I was thinking.
Dragon fruit is cool looking, but the actual taste, I'm not a fan of.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
So this is where she picks it.
Don't take honeydew.
Because we just crapped on it.
Me and BoJack Horseman will never forgive you if you take honeydew.
Listen, honeydew is definitely bottom tier fruit.
Yeah.
But I do think it gets way too much grief than it deserves. Like, it's not that bad if you get a good one. It's really not that bad if you get a good one. I'm going to do cherries.
Cherries.
Good hell, guys.
Shane's was so that disappointed.
Your last pick? Yes, that was her last
pick. Oh my god.
No.
We got two more picks.
Yeah, we got two more picks. All right. So some options. I'm gonna give you some ideas. We still have apples. We still have cantaloupe. We still have bananas.
You're gonna put cantaloupe that on a top five?
Cantaloupe is good if you get a good cantaloupe.
I agree, but cantaloupe I feel like is one tier maybe above honeydew.
No, cantaloupe is dragged down because it always thinks
a fruit that you get at a buffet.
Right, but that's what
garbage.
I'm saying. That's why cantaloupe gets dragged down because it always thinks it has a plus one to bring honeydew. Fuck off, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is American mango, all right? I don't need it, okay?
All right. Lychee is also really fucking good. I don't know if you ever had lychee.
Oh my god, you pretentious little mother.
I thought it was lychee.
I just got back from Hawaii. What do you expect?
I thought it was lychee, it's lychee.
I thought it was lychee.
Don't even know how to pronounce the fruit.
Pretty sure it's lychee.
Let's just say it doesn't matter. Make your pick.
All right. I'm going to go.
It is good, though. I'll give you that.
I'm going to go with apples. Why not?
Gerald.
Can't go wrong with a classic.
Boring.
What kind of apple? We're just putting apples, but I just need to know what kind of apple.
Is there something specific?
Which one's the red one?
Espo, to make your last pick.
Like the basic ass red one?
They're debating what kind of apple. It doesn't matter.
Granny Smith is the most elite.
Give me a nectarine.
What?
Oh my god, bananas didn't go in this draft. Are you kidding me? You guys are all gonna cramp up. PHNX Sunup is live in 10 minutes, by the way, guys.
Oh man.
Sundress Doug says, only 80-year-old pick apples.
They're good.
Like bananas top five? Bananas are like smoothie fillers.
Oh my god, are you serious?
I'm not saying
they're
bad.
Nanners are the most tasty thing on the planet.
Top five?
I took nanner number one in my life.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Wait, did you
really? The only reason you pick a banana as a fruit is because of the convenience to take it places. Because it's easy to eat on the road. But it's not like I go, I need something fulfilling.
You know what I'm really craving today?
A banana. Nobody said that.
It sounds like you guys have problems with cramps.
It's good for your potatoes. Potassium, I will say that.
It's just a fantastic
Sometimes
fruit.
It's nice to just have a banana.
I don't hate bananas, but they are not top five.
Yes, they are.
Let's read our lists out.
Also, just real quick, shout out to Eli. Eli is my person. He said my favorite fruit is carne asada french fries.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Okay, my list. Mango, watermelon, raspberry, pomegranate, cherries.
Then I have strawberries, pineapple, oranges, kiwi, apples.
I couldn't tell you what my list is because I
can't
read Lindsay's
script. Grapes, blueberries, plum, peach, and nectarine.
Man.
That sounds like something you'd feed an old person because they don't have teeth.
Dude, if I don't
just
win.
Just the man that just picked a banana.
If I don't win, I'm going to be real disappointed.
I'm going to be disappointed. I have some classics on mine.
I'm a big berry guy, so my list was banana, blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, and limes.
Oh, okay.
Limes are an elite fruit as far as, but limes are the same thing, like how you were trying to give me grief for putting lipstick, quote unquote, on my mango.
Yeah.
Lime doesn't really work.
No. Lime is the lipstick.
Lime is the lipstick, yeah.
So then it's not elite on its own.
Hold on. Right. You picked it one. He picked it fifth. All right. So yours was the number one overall pick in this draft. I'll take a lime as the last thing.
I will say I think Lindsay wins this draft. But guys, Peach Mix Center was live in 10 minutes. Make sure to join us. I will be back then on camera. So see me there.
I think that's Shane trying to be like, can y'all wrap it up?
Yeah,
so that we have time to get in our chairs.
Yeah. Eli, Lindsay's list is fire. Espo sounds like a hot throw. I don't remember taking Jello, but all right.
I'm glad you read that because I was going to, but I was like, maybe I'll just let that one slide.
Oh man.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of our podcast. We appreciate all of you. What's happening now?
Stall for like
okay.
Stall for a minute. We are going to post on Twitter these polls.
Yes.
Do we have to?
Yes, we have to.
You drafted it. You should.
Just know, though, like this is our way of sneaking in a little bit of fun into what is so crazy and chaotic on Twitter right now, but that we're not trying to take away from it.
I did so much hard work this week that by the time we got to the fruit draft, I said, I don't have the time for this.
And now I'm going to learn. Stop trying to make excuses.
Stop trying to make excuses already while you're going to get ripped.
What's happening?
I present to you.
Oh, yes. Did we get
Anthony Bennett as a mango.
Yeah!
Lindsay's number one overall pick, everybody.
Anthony
Mango. And I'm going to be the Bill Simmons. Whoa!
Courtesy of David Rodish, our intern.
Oh, man.
Honestly, Gerald, if you win, I'm going to be so pissed.
I have the most, like tropical selection.
Strawberries, pineapple, and kiwi, yes. Apples and oranges, great, but not top five.
It's not top five, though. It's top 15.
I don't even know if I would put them in. They would be at the bottom.
Like, if you asked me to rank my top five.
Oranges and apples would be probably the bottom two.
Because we just plumb like to argue about things.
Oh!
All right, I'm literally ending the stream.
Okay, we have to leave after that one for sure. Please. Quick reminder, we want you guys to stay safe and healthy. And COVID-19 vaccines are free for everyone 5 and older. Those 12 and older are also now eligible for a booster. Visit azhealth.gov/findvaccine for a location near you. We hope you have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday, but we have a special surprise for you. We do have kind of a palate cleanser episode coming out tomorrow morning. It is an audio-only episode, so wherever you listen to your whatever platform you listen to your podcast on, you can find it there. Until we see you next time, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourguet. And of course, you can follow Espo at Espo. Espo, take us home.
NBA, you have 360 days to do something about your issue with the disgraced future former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Ahoy, hoy. Pass the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, I'll always rep the family. Rally in the valley like Dan G, no plan B. Always on the job, my team move like the mob. Turn the beat on, I throw it down like DA on the lob. Best combo since KJ, Marley, and Charles. If you squat, it's... We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.